when I got looking at this and seeing what my task was for the month, I got to thinking, why in the world would Pastor put this on my lap? Because when you look up my name in the church directory, you're not going to find anything about patience in any of the attributes for me. So this has been really good for me to study. What's been really interesting is that God's word, as you peel back the layers of it and see what these words actually mean, and the words just come alive in there. It's so cool to see what God's trying to say to us and what this letter of encouragement was to these people. Is this too loud? So James chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. We'll read the verse first, and then we'll go through a little background of who the author was and who it was written to. So my brethren, count it all joy. Well, first of all, verse 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. James, as you know, is the half-brother of Jesus Christ. James was one of the first disciples, followers, but he didn't actually trust Christ as Savior until Jesus Christ was resurrected. When he seen the resurrected Jesus Christ, that was proof for him, and he trusted Christ as Savior. And as you see this in verse 1, James is a very humble person. He talks of himself as a bondservant or a slave of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And James was also a pillar in the early church. He was the leader of the church in Jerusalem, which was under tremendous persecution at the time. This was the time leading up to 70 AD when Titus rolled into town and totally destroyed destroyed the temple and totally destroyed the Christians that were living there. So these people here were, it says in verse 1, the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad. So they, because of the persecution that was going on in Israel, they were scattered abroad. They were, when you think of that, you think of us here not being able to worship and being in North Dakota living in a tent in the field, you know, and under that type of persecution because of what you believed. And these were the fellow Jews that were spread all over the land, and they were living outside the land that was promised to them, the land of Palestine. And the Jews also, the Jewish Christian believers, they were living in the shadow of the law. They had practiced the law, but now they were under grace, but they were struggling with that. It was a rough time for them. It says in Acts 8:1. I'm going to put a lot of these verses up, so we ain't got much time. We got a few verses to go through. And now Saul was consenting to his death, and at the time a great persecution rose up against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except for the apostles. So these people were scattered. We see the first phrase in our memory verse, my brethren. Now we know this, we've been taught this several times, but James here is emphasizing it many times in the book of James. I think he mentions it 19 times. He calls these people my brother, referring to them as fellow believers in Christ. And how do we know that? If you look down in verse 18, it says, of his own will, which is Jesus Christ, he brought us forth by the word of truth, the word of truth being the gospel, that we might be the kind of first fruits of his creature. You know, the book of James also mentions, the whole context of the whole book, it mentions a lot of the problems that these people were going through. And a lot of them were based on the root of their problem was spiritual immaturity. These people were believers in Christ, but they were dealing with many different issues, and they weren't growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior. And so James was writing these letters to them to try to encourage them. try to encourage them to not give up, to endure these trials and tests, because your faith can become stronger as you learn more about God and Jesus Christ. He mentioned the word perfect or mature 5 times in this letter. 5 different times. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. You know, you think about that. Who calls a trial a joy? But James here is telling us, hey, to count it all joy. And because, as we all know, it ain't a matter of when you're going to have a trial. Yeah, I mean, it's coming. It's coming soon. So count it all joy, because there's something that can be learned from this trial. God can be showing us something from this trial. And the next word fall into is in the active voice. It's in imperative mode. It means it's going to happen, and it's going to happen again and again and again. And so God puts us through these trials to make our faith stronger and see how we react. We can either become stronger or we can fall apart. This word trial, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. This word trials has 4 different meanings in your handout. You see the first one is the dokim. It's an experience. We see in 2 Corinthians 8:2, in this great trial of affection, the abundance of joy and their deep poverty abound in their riches of their liberty. Fiera is a making of trial or experiment. Hebrews 11:29 says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempted to do so drowned. It was an experiment. I shouldn't say so much an experiment, because it's something that actually happened. And we all know how it ended. The third one is Porcius, and it's a fiery trial. And we see this in 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You guys got them? And here is our word in our verse right here. Perissimos. Perissimos is a trial or temptation. And we see this in multiple verses. I'll show you a few of them. But in Acts 20:19, it says, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. Another verse that shows it is 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to men, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make way the escape that you may be able to bear it. And one more, Galatians 4:14. And my trial, which was in my flesh, Paul talking about the trial in his flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even Jesus Christ. So this is our word for trial in this. And what's interesting to me is that we've been taught biblical distinctions here last winter. Pastor went through all of them, and now he's going through problem passages. But when you understand these words literally in a contextual way, historically and grammatically, they make more sense. A lot of people, I talked to a guy today, said, I read the Word of God, but I don't know what it means. I just don't understand it. But when you can be taught the Word of God clearly and accurately and understand what these words mean, they actually come alive, because then it pertains to our world. You know, here he talks about these trials. I think in your handout it says, why did James use the phrase knowing this? And what I thought about was that these people were all taught the Old Testament scriptures. They knew their Bible. They knew their scriptures. So they knew what in the Old Testament what these folks went through in these different trials. Abraham was one, and Isaac and Jacob, his son, the trial that Abraham went through. And so these believers in Christ knew the scriptures. They knew that trials were something that they were going to have to deal with, something they're going to have to go through. We're not going to read this for the sake of time, but another one in Deuteronomy 7:14, the nation of Israel, the children of Israel going through trials. They went through tremendous trials, and these trials are all to form a character in us that we would become our faith would become stronger and trust God more. Job is a good one. Job is obviously the ultimate example of patience. When he works on my left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. But he knows the way I take, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Job was going through a tremendous trial, and he wasn't very patient, was he, with his friends? He had zero patience, but he was patient in the trial. That was the important thing. Verse 12 says, I have not departed from this commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. It was very, very important to Job, this trial that he went through, and his faith becomes stronger because of it. So the next words are testing of your faith. Testing of your faith is by implication trustworthiness or a trial testing. I don't know if I put this verse up here. Yeah, this is the same verse we read earlier. And we greatly rejoice, though for a little while if need be, that we are grieved by various trials. This is the testing of your faith. And the word faith is the pistis. It means your moral convictions, your beliefs. So the testing of your moral convictions and beliefs is what we're talking about here. The next word is produced. Produced is an interesting word. To me, it was very interesting because it means to work out fully. That means to accomplish, right to the finishing edge. 2 Corinthians 4:16-17 says, therefore we do not lose heart, even though the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction which is, but for a moment is working or producing for us a far exceeding and eternal weight and glory. These trials and tribulations that we're going through, they're going to make our faith stronger if we volitionally choose for them to. And in turn, they're going to be much better for us in eternal glory as far as rewards. And then here comes the key word. This is the one that I really enjoyed. Patience. Hupo maneo. Hupo means to under, and maneo means to abide. It's endurance in all things or circumstances. You know, I thought right away patience was talking about me being able to deal with different situations on the immediate and, in ways that I know better, but I can't accomplish quite what I want to do. But this endurance, this type of perseverance in this trial. Job had that endurance. Job had that perseverance. Under and abide. Another thing that's really ironic is that it always comes back to abide, doesn't it? When we trust Christ our Savior, you're at your most vulnerable time when you're a new believer in Christ. We're studying Luke in Sundays, and Jesus Christ, when he was young, he was tested by Satan, one of the first things that happened to him. And so it all comes back to abiding. When we abide in Jesus Christ and we walk by faith and we learn, our faith becomes stronger and we're able to withstand the devil. And the opposite of this is markothema. It's long-suffering towards people. It's patience towards people. And that is something that's very important. But in this context of this verse here, our word is hupo maneo. We see it in 1 Thessalonians 1:2-3. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention to you of our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of the God and the Father. Romans 15:4 says, and whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. This is that perseverance and that hope. This is a verse I just love. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore we also, talking about as believers in Christ, that we have all of these great saints that we just talked about in the previous chapter. They're all up there cheering for us. It says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run our race with endurance. The word endurance there is the same, the hupo meneo. It's the same word for patience here. Let us run our race with endurance that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him he endured the cross. I mean, imagine that patient, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand, the throne of God. It's really, really cool. And then another verse is Romans 5, 3 through 6. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or patience, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given us. For when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You know, this, the last thing on your handout there, our key word for patience is always associated with hope. And it refers to the qualities of a person who doesn't surrender to circumstances and fall apart in trials. I mean, we're gonna all deal with these difficult trials. We heard of two different young men that died this week, and I'm sure their family is going through tremendous trials. But yet, we know that our faith can become stronger, and we can want to the Lord more and learn more about Him because of our trials. Our trials make us stronger. And Pastor said this many times that we should pray for trials, but you know, a trial, we should never look to see how to get out of a trial, but what we can learn from a trial that the God gives us. I think that's it. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Just thankful for though we can understand your word. You use men to write your word, and you wanted us to understand it. And we pray, Lord, that we would be able to learn more about you through the word of God, and not only be hearers of this word, but doers also. And we're just so thankful for our body of believers here. We're thankful for the ability to come together and pray. And we just thank you for this time, and thank you for our fellowship we can have here. And we just so much thank you for Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.